Welcome back to Captain's Log, London Brown, Fat Reggie from the show Ballers.
Boom.
Dude, I don't get to work with The Rock every day. How do you pull that off?
You know what, man? Dwayne is super cool.
Yeah?
You know, so, you know, as long as everybody does what it's supposed to do, you do feel bad when you don't do right, though, because he's so on top of his stuff. It makes you step your game up. So I appreciate that part of him, man. He's inspiration without even necessarily saying it.
Does he joke on set or what? How does that work?
No.
Or is like real...
He's pretty
all
chill.
Business. All business.
He's pretty all business. I mean, still really, you know, really nice personality, but I thought I was going to meet The Rock. Dwayne Johnson.
Two different things?
He's two different people.
But he's got to be super intense.
He is intense. Like, enough to where he felt, at least for me, I stay out of his way. Yeah. I want to stay employed, so I don't be bugging nobody. I just do my lines, step out of the way, and give him his space. When you're dealing with somebody on that magnitude,
right?
You want to give him space. I don't ever try to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously you got to be in charge, right? I mean, like, everyone's got to be like, oh, Dwayne. Are they?
Everyone, like, respects his space. And, but at the same time, everyone is, like, no one's necessarily tripping because it's Dwayne. We really just see him as another, just a co-star, we work together, and we keep it real cool. It'd be different if the cast members were groupies, then it'd be a different atmosphere. But everyone just respects each other, and we stay out of his space, respectfully so.
Yeah.
And then we get the job done.
So you've done 4 seasons.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
You know what? The time flies. I remember the audition happened in 2014, and it was like a 2-month process for me. And I went in there, I had a hoarse voice. I couldn't even really say the lines, but whatever they saw kept me employed.
And at the time, you were already an actor, or you were doing theater?
Yeah, I was acting, and actually right before audition, I was working as a choreographer. So
you could dance?
I could dance a little bit.
No.
I'm black. We can dance. We dance
Dude,
a little bit.
Eddie Griffin said I got more black in him than he does.
There you go.
I dance a little bit, but not like, you know, not like you.
Yeah, I danced a little bit. So I was actually choreographing the
project. So what kind of dance? Like ballet?
This is like hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
But if you do hip-hop, somewhere in there you've learned to take...
And jazz kind of, and ballet and
take
tap.
Some kind of modern.
Can you do tap?
I tap a little bit.
No way.
Tap a little bit.
Dude.
Yeah, dude.
I wish this show wasn't in a car. I'd be having you tap right now.
And that's hilarious.
You like lock it low, like break it down.
Hey, man. You know, when you're black, you dance, you move anyway. It's probably just rhythmic people.
It's your thing.
You clap on beat and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's part of it.
Man. I'm Italian, so I'm like halfway between like white guys that can't dance to like the black guys that can. So I'm in the middle. I can hold my own.
I get it.
Last weekend at the iHeart Festival Latino. Yeah. Fiesta Latina.
How was that, man?
Off the chain. I danced.
You danced? Oh, was this the joint with Miguel? And
I danced with Miguel.
Oh, then
I was like in the it was like kind of cool.
Then that's it, man.
For a white guy.
Hey, as long as you got the people around you, man, that's it. They can hide anything that's offbeat. They can hide it, man.
So you're in Naples, and this is your first time?
My first time in Naples.
You're going to be doing shows at Off the Hook Comedy Club. That's going to be exciting. Tonight through Sunday.
Tonight, I think 2 shows tomorrow, 2 shows Saturday.
Let's give them some tickets right now. If you guys use the promo code BROWN, BROWN 18, BROWN 18, I'll give you 2 free tickets for the next, say, 10 hours, because this is live, so you can get free tickets.
Yeah, man.
I mean, how great is that, guys? You watch the Captain's Log, you get free tickets to go see a comedian.
It's right, I'm right here. I'm right here in the city, man. And I'm not always here, man. It's just to be a fun show.
And ladies, he's single. He's Hollywood. Look at this. So Hollywood, dude.
No, this is just black.
That's black?
Dude, this is the thing. I can't.
What am I missing to look that cool? Like, I mean, I need a jacket.
No, you got the captain. You got the vodka. That's all you need right there. That's the cool part.
I got the vodka. Well, you know, I did that before P. Diddy and 50 Cent got their vodka. I did it 10 years ago. I'm bringing it back now. So this is like Captain 2, the second edition.
Boom, we're coming back.
Yeah.
The remix is what we call it.
That's what I need to say. I need to say this is the remix.
This is the remix.
The remix of the new mix. The hip hop, I got nothing.
No, but that's the remix.
I lost it.
Boom,
I had nothing.
Boom. because you're coming back and coming back at it. So it's not like you're just like reintroducing yourself, really. You're just like, yo,
I'm bringing it back, like old school but new.
There you go, right there, in one.
I'm trying to be cool.
That's it, man. That's it.
So, you gonna go back to LA from here, or what are you doing after this?
Yeah, man. There's some a couple projects in the works, man. So between that, when I go back, it's jumping right back into work.
Are you filming right now?
No, not right now.
No, you're just you're working on some projects. And when does is there a new season 5, right?
Yeah, there's a season 5. We start filming season 5 in the spring, I believe.
And then how long's the show? Like, someone wants to know. They actually DM me, yo, find out how many takes they do. Like, how long does it take to shoot one show?
Oh, well,
one episode, right?
It depends. Sometimes it can be a week sometimes. It just depends on how, where, because we shoot out of order. So sometimes, Senator, to say that for, like to say in episode 1, if it all happens around the beach, we may do the beach scenes.
Oh, really?
This week. And then next week we'll go to the next location. So to complete season 1, we might, the last scene of season 1 or episode 1 might be next month.
Yeah, you can shoot it first.
We shoot out of order, depends on people's schedules, or i.e. Dwayne's schedule. And
so you get the whole script, and then you have to memorize those lines?
Or no, that's the thing. We get the script in increments. So sometimes it may be like the first two or three episodes.
Yeah.
But even when you get those, they're constantly doing rewrites every day. So
they make you change your lines?
Yeah.
How many times do you screw up? I can't remember nothing. I would be very bad at maybe memorizing. How many lines they give you at one take? Like, all right, London, go. How many lines?
It depends, man. Because honestly, I don't necessarily, my style of memory is muscle based, but it's not, I don't memorize the lines per se. I memorize where the lines are coming from, like emotionally why I'm saying them.
Okay.
If I understand why I'm saying the lines, then the lines will come to me. But I don't really memorize the lines.
So do you screw up? You screw up?
Not so much. Because I try to stay up all night and work on this material. But then also,
in the mirror, do you like recite it?
Sometimes it's in the mirror. It can be that. Or sometimes I'll find people, my followers online. I say, yo, let's read lines. And I memorize the lines with them.
Yes.
And do it that way. So
It's the real London Brown. If you want to do some lines from Ballers. Recite lines. You're not going to do any lines.
Yeah.
Then you can follow the real London Brown.
Yeah, right? Real London Brown. They I will post on my social media and say, yo, I need somebody to read with me. Then I'll send them the sides. If you don't know, sides are like basically pieces of the script. Okay. So I send them sides, and my followers will read with me.
Really?
Yeah, and I just did it because sometimes I just need somebody to read with. Just
you guys these peeps over here, man, they're lucky. They get to hang out with you and do.
They don't appreciate.
He's live on his IG right now. The real London Brown. This is the Captain's Log, guys. You can always follow me as well. Hit the little bell if you like the notification when I go live. It's like every day, or not. Just hope that you catch me. But you can always go to my page and check that out. But so tell everybody what they can expect at Off the Hook this weekend for jokes. Like, what's your style? Because that's the thing. They know you as Fat Reggie.
Right. I know. That's the thing, too. That's why I'm on this tour now, because people don't know I do stand-up, so they know that I play this annoying guy on Ballers. But as far as my style of comedy, it's just a little bit of, it's observational. Again, it's very personal. So everything from dating younger women, older women, the ideas of how we eat, and
how early, what's the age cutoff for what's the two ages? So you're on your Bumble account, you slide the swiper to age 21 to 50, or what's your slide, Doc? What's your slide?
If I had to choose, it would be something like,
you gotta have like age range, right?
30s to like not good 40s.
Late or early?
I could do I could do late 40s if...
If it's a J-Lo. If it's a 50-year-old J-Lo.
Something like that. But if I got to help them with the insulin shots, I don't know.
Then you slide it back down to 38, 39.
But, I like dealing with anybody who just gets it. I don't like dealing with slow people, man. The people in my circle in general got to know how to do some things better than me. That's the only way I'm going to grow. I can't be trying to...
You got
to
learn from somebody.
You got to learn from the people around me. They got to know something to make me better. So, you know, but good personality. People got to have good personalities around me, good energy, good vibes. I don't like dealing with like a negative Nancy.
You've been holding out, though, because you haven't been married. You had no kids.
You're
like a unicorn, bro.
There it is there, man. I'm real low key because I know that finding a woman won't be that difficult. Like going to the club, all this stuff is gonna be there. I want to focus and get the hard stuff out the way, which is the work.
Yeah.
And then anything else, they'll be there at some point.
You gotta make that money.
Hey, man, I gotta get it done. Because like I said, if anything, the more work I do, if I was really about just chasing women,
yeah,
then there's a lot out there, I think.
There is, and you got all the apps, and it's like it's very accessible these days.
But now, also the thing is too, now it's a trust issue. I don't know, you know, that's how I don't like when women sometimes will say to me, they say, hey, London, I like you on Ballers. I say, thank you. And then they say something like, I'm so glad a celebrity responded. I'm like, don't talk to me like that.
Because
now,
it makes you feel just thinking like that's all they want.
I can't do it.
They don't want.
Yeah. I stay out of it. That's why I don't be chasing women, man. That ain't my thing. That's not like my vice.
Yeah.
I'm real low-key.
You like to work.
I like to work.
I hear you. I do the same thing. I work. I stay busy.
And even that, I tell women all the time, no guy wants a woman who has no life. Like, have something going on. Because you get a woman with a life, she won't be all in yours.
That's right. And she's too busy to worry about what you're doing because she's got to take care of herself, too.
I'm just like, yo, man, you know, in the meantime, you know, let me just focus on work and everything else. Hey, it'll fall in place.
So, Fat Reggie, what would Fat Reggie say about being on the captain's log? Let me tell him what he say.
Fat Reggie... We'll be looking for a party right now.
Yeah.
Hosted by all the Captain Brian's situations. Fat Reggie be looking for a party right now. He'd be looking to do some...
Getting in the mix. Weed.
He'd be getting in the mix. Reggie's crazy.
Yeah.
Reggie is crazy and he's about fun. But actually, from season 1 to season 4, we see Fat Reggie mature a little bit. So people who didn't like him,
based on falling in love with the character.
Yeah,
but you've been on more too, though, right? I mean, like they focus you more into the mix, I think.
I think that what they realize from season 1 to season 4 is that they can pair me up with anybody and it's going to, the chemistry will be there. So season 1, I was like the antagonist for like season 1 and 2 with Spencer. And then between season 2 and 3, I was connected with Rob Corddry's character, Joe Crutell.
Yeah.
So, and then I had my best friend that I play off of. So, whoever they put me on, I can gel and flow with anybody as a character on the acting side, but I can do that as a person. I can sit with anybody and talk about whatever. I'm like, let's do it.
Well, guys, I'm going to wrap it up. This is the Captain's Log. You can follow me at Cap Brian, CaptBrien. And my man, London Brown, is real
London Brown.
Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. You can follow us. Say hello, guys. We out, but all week in Naples, off the Hook Comedy Club.
Hook Comedy
Thank
Club.
You, sir. It's been real. Down. I appreciate it. Thanks for being my guest today.